Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Come back into your homes once again just to reach the world for Christ, to tell somebody the good news about Jesus. And if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759 and just be a part of this service. So it's 310-742-1759. So we want you to call in and be a part of it there. So I see that we got a call in there, 706. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
I'm Frieda, and I'm in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord there, sister. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
I'm just ready to hear what Brother John's got to say tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, just stay tuned and listen. We're glad that everybody called in there, so just be a part of this service. So if you want to call in on 310-742-1759, well, go ahead and call in here, and we'll put you right on the line here live with us, speaking to the whole world. So we appreciate everyone that called in and be a part of this service with us. So I'm going to go ahead and we'll just go ahead and pray. And if you got a prayer request, you want to make it known, well, you can email us at LloydYearwood@yahoo.com. And we'll put your prayer request right on here, and we'll all pray over them sometime next couple hours. So just email us your prayer request at LloydYearwood@yahoo.com. So we'll go to the Lord in prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for the ones, Lord, that's going to be calling in. Lord, we thank you for the ones that's listening to the broadcast. And, Father, we just pray, God, that you will meet every need, God, that they have out there. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for each and everything, God, that you're going to do in this service. And, Lord, we praise you, Father. We just give you the glory and the honor for it all, God, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there. Praise the Lord. 423-562, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Amen, Brother Eddie. Well, let's go ahead and obey the Lord there.
I'm just thinking on this tonight, we're preaching on the cross, how that Christ went to the cross, how that he suffered and died, and how that he bought and purchased salvation for each and every one that would believe on him and call on him. The Word of God says, whosoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Brother, I'll tell you tonight, it's so simple. Brother, it's so simple that all you got to do is believe on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins and the sins of the world, and call on his name. And just like Peter, when he got out of the boat and going toward Jesus on the sea, he was walking on the water. And this
yes,
was before before the plan of salvation was even instituted. And Brother, he walked on the water, and he got out next to Jesus, and Brother, he saw the waves and beginning to sink. He turned around and looked at Jesus and said, Lord, save me. And, brother, it's so simple that anybody, that's as simple as a child, can understand what it takes to be born again into the family of God and to be saved tonight. And over here in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, starting in verse 17, he says, For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. And I want to say this, that I'm not saying anything against baptism. I believe in baptism tonight, and brother, but this is not what Paul was saying. He was talking about the cross of Christ is where the power of God is, and the cross of Christ is where salvation is at. And brother, he said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Brother, I want you to know today that it's so simple, and whenever somebody begins to talk about how can anybody that died on the cross bring salvation to other, for one, Christ was the Son of God. And, brother, he was the only begotten Son of God. The Bible said that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And, brother, I want you to know tonight that it's foolishness to them that perish, but oh, I'm so glad tonight that it's simple. The Bible said that it's so simple a wayfaring man or a fool would now err therein. And I'm so glad today that God has made the plan of salvation simple, that we could call on him, that we don't have to have a college education. In fact, we don't even have to know how to be able to read or write. If we believe on Amen. Jesus, then, brother, that's all it takes to be made righteous. And when we, the Bible said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It says, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. Thank God for that power tonight that converts the soul, brother, from that of a sinner to that of a saved man, the one who's been made righteous, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. The Bible calls it by the regeneration and the washing of the water of the Word by the Holy Ghost. And, brother, when the Spirit of God comes in and brother, he begins to wash your conscience, then all them old habits, them old drinking habits, them old drug habits has got to go. He said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And this was all made possible because of the cross that Jesus was crucified on. And oh, I'm so glad today that brother, that on Good Friday he was taken down and he was laid in a tomb, and on Man. That third and appointed morning he was raised from the dead victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And when he was on the cross, before they took him down, brother, one of the last things he said was, it is finished. You might say, what's finished? The plan of salvation is finished. The final sacrifice has been given up, and it's finished. And brother, the way is made. The Bible said that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And brother, when it was rent in twain, it made a way open, which before that time that only the high priest could go once a year with a sacrifice for the sins of the people. But when it was rent, brother, from the top to the bottom, brother, the way was made that we could go forth into the Holy of Holies and appear before God for ourselves. The Bible said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. And, oh, I'm telling you tonight, it's so simple that a wayfaring man or a fool, he would not err therein. He said, for it is written, I will destroy the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Brother, there's a lot of people with high IQs, but brother, it don't take a high IQ. Brother, Jesus said, we've got to become as a little child, and become become converted, and you know how easy a little child believes anything, brother, and that's how we've got to become, and be converted into the kingdom of God. Oh, listen to me today, folks, if you're listening to me and you're lost tonight, all you've got to do, brother, is begin to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was crucified on that cross, and on that he was buried on the third and appointed morning. Brother, he rose from the grave victorious for your salvation tonight. Listen, I've seen where that in a lot of places they still offer animals. They'll kill animals and offer that animal for a sacrifice to God, but that is past. Brother, we no longer have to offer up an animal. We don't have to offer up a bully or a calf or a turtle dove or any kind of other sacrifice, because the lamb that was slain from the foundations of the world, talking about Jesus, he was crucified on the cross. It's the power of God and the salvation, brother, this cross. Brother, it said, the Bible said, he was made a curse for us who knew no curse when he hung on the tree. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God sent his only begotten Son, that he could take my place, that he could take your place, brother, that he could be whipped. Brother, you know, you hate to think about anybody being beat beyond recognition, but that was part of it, and that's what had to be done. And Jesus come was gladly beat, brother, and he gladly lay down. He said, they don't take my life from me. He said, I give it up. Brother, Jesus gave his life. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, he bought salvation for us. He said, where's the wise and where's the scribe? Where's the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? I was saying a while ago that brother, that a lot of people got very high IQs, and they're very smart, but it don't take a brother high IQs to believe on Jesus Christ. All it takes is a heart that's willing to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Bless God to be born again into the family of God. It's a way so simple that a wise man or a foolish, or not a foolish man, but somebody perhaps with a high IQ couldn't believe it, because it was so simple. I'm glad today that it didn't take any money to buy this thing, because if it had took money to buy it, honey, I'd have been left out a long time ago. And brother, I'd say there's a lot of people under the sound of my voice that would be left out a long time ago. But it don't take money. He said you'd have no money coming by. Oh, I'm glad tonight that because of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, brother, the demonic forces of hell, brother, they had a ball. They no doubt had a party, because they said, no doubt we've done away with this man that's raised the dead, that's healed the sick, that's done the miracles as he walks up and down the roads of Israel. Bless God. And he went up one day to a funeral procession, and he stopped it in his tracks, and he went back where the boy that was dead was laying. He got him by the hand and he raised him up. Oh, listen to me. He presented that boy alive to his mother. Brother, and that ain't the only time he did. Jairus had a daughter that was dead. And brother, I'll tell you what. Jesus went down there. Brother, and when he went down there, brother, he said, the maid is not dead, but she sleepeth. And they began to laugh him to scorn. And you know what? They put them all out. But I believe Peter, James, and John went in with him. Brother, and he rich and said, told her to arise. And she got up. Brother, the devil was having a heyday that day, because he thought he had destroyed the one that was giving him such a hard time. But brother, I want you to know, over here in the 8th verse of the 2nd chapter of 1 Corinthians, it said, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Brother, I'll tell you, whenever Jesus was crucified, brother, when he hung on that cross between the heavens and the earth, brother, he broke the curse. He brought in the plan of salvation. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, he defeated the powers of darkness. The Bible said he went and preached to the spirits in prison. He led captivity captive. He descended, and he said, what is it? He descended, but that he ascended and gave gifts unto men. Brother, he destroyed the works of the devil. He was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh, listen to me, said, for after that the wisdom of the world, by wisdom you not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Did you know when you hear of something, it's easy to believe it or disbelieve it? But brother, when you begin, I remember the 10th chapter of the book of Romans where he said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of faith that we preach, brother, when it gets down in your heart, brother, and you let that word come out, that word of faith, and you believe, brother, and you confess that Jesus died for you, that he rose for you. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Oh, listen, said, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jew a stumbling block, and unto the Greek foolishness. Brother, this is foolishness to the world. It's foolishness to them that's carnal minded, but brother, to them that are spiritual minded, to them who are saved by the grace of God, to them who are filled with the Spirit of God, to them who are following Christ, bless God, it's with the wisdom of God, it's the power of God, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to us that believe, it's the power of God. Brother, he said, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Oh, thank God tonight for this Christ being the power of God tonight. Brother, Jesus done something for you that are saved that nothing in the world could ever do. Brother was talking about wise people. They invent a lot of things. But, brother, there's nothing that could be invented, ever has been, or ever will be invented, brother, that will bring you a new birth. Brother, that regenerated you into the family of God, that made you a joint heir with Christ, that made you an heir of God, that made you a child of God. But bless God, because of the crucifixion today, bless God in the death of her and the resurrection of Christ. Brother, you are a new creation in Christ. All things are passed away, and brother, all things have become new. You're walking in a newness of life. You might say, well, I'll never forget when I got saved. Amen to that. Brother, you can't forget that, because it made you brand new. Who you were after that you were saved never existed before you got saved into the family of God. Oh, thank God.
Amen.
Today it Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. There's a lot of people doing everything they can, bless God, to take the name of Jesus away, out of schools, out of the government, anything to do with the government, if there's a cross on it, the ACLU will come along and will sue to have that cross removed. Brother, but I'll tell you, that might be the wisdom of men, but the wisdom of God is, brother, that these people, if they don't repent, brother, and get born again into the family of God, they're going into perdition. Brother, they'll be cast alive into the lake of fire. Brother, I want you to know, but I'm glad tonight, because Christ, the power of God and the power of God and the salvation, the wisdom of God, we that believe on him, brother, we don't got to worry about that. that. Oh, listen to me, brother. God has got the power to save you, and God has got the power to keep you. He said in one way, he said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. Brother, I'm glad tonight that we can let Jesus live in us, brother, and have his way in us. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I thank God tonight that God has made us his sons tonight, brother, in the family of God. Oh, listen, he said, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Brother, when man stands up and fights against God, brother, they might pass laws making it illegal to mention the name of Christ. They might pass laws that makes it illegal for somebody to believe on Christ. But I'm here to tell you tonight that, brother, that's foolishness with God, because God's foolishness is stronger than the wisdom of men. And God will destroy that. Bless God, one of these days. He said, because, brother, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Brother, there's a lot of people, the Bible says, that they're not all men have faith. Brother, and you can tell people that ain't got faith. They live wicked lives. They live ungodly lives. But I want you to know, when Christ comes in, when that measure of faith is imparted to somebody, when they believe that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died and rose again on the third and appointed morning, you'll see somebody that will live a godly life. He said in verse 26, for you see your calling, brethren, have it not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Listen to this in verse 27, but God has chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, listen to me today. They're doing everything they can to do away with the name of Jesus Christ. I hear the preacher on the TV here say Sunday that they're putting people out of the military with a dishonorable discharge if they mention the name of Jesus. Oh, listen to me today. They might think they're getting away with things like that. But you know what? These people will stand up before God and they'll give an account for that. The Bible said, by your words, you'll be justified. He said, by your word, you'll be condemned. He said, for every idle word that a man speaks, he'll give an account of it in the day of judgment. Oh, listen to me today, brother. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, listen to me, God is wanting to bless you today, and God will use you to confound the wise people. Brother, God will use you greatly, and God will bless you. He said the gifts and the calling of God is without repentance. Said, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things that are despised, hath God chosen, yea, things that which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Brother, I'll tell you something. Whenever you take somebody that the world looks down on, brother, and they live for Jesus, they go on, and brother, God takes care of them people, and it'll confound the world how that God takes care of them. But God will show himself strong in the behalf of them that trust in him. Oh, listen to me today. God will bless you. He will bless you in every area of your life. He says, yea, hath God chosen, yea, and bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Listen to that. No flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that the according that is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Friends, God loves you today. God loves you today. Brother, take up that cross. Begin to follow the Lord. You that are backslid, you that's laid that cross down, go back and pick it up and begin to carry that cross. God will bless you. You remember from where you fell from? All you've got to do is pick it back up. Go back and pick it up and lay it on your shoulder and begin to carry it again. God will hedge you about. You might say, I'm afraid something will happen to me. Brother, there's not anything going to happen to you until God gets ready for it too. The Bible says it's appointed once the man to die and after this the judgment. And they ain't none of us know how we're going to leave here. And I'm glad it's that way. There's none of us know the day that we're going to leave here. But thank God today that God has given us the authority. God has given us the power we need to go on and live for Him. Oh, praise God tonight. Call on the name of the Lord. Look to Calvary. Brother Lloyd, I'll give it back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there. I'm going to get these girls around here, then we'll get these other callers in here. So Stephanie's going to sing a song here.
I tell you today of the goodness of the Lord. There's nothing good in me that I should gain a reward. Just by the kindness and the favor He has shown. Not by my works or anything I earned. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of His mercy, I've been born again, redeemed by His blood. My sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. I am what I am by the grace He gives to me. It's goodwill and favor continue to increase. Cut out of darkness, wonderful light. I'm blessed beyond measure. I owe Him my life. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sins. Because of His mercy, I've been born again, redeemed by His blood. My sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of His mercy, I've been born again, redeemed by His blood. My sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace, redeemed by His blood. My sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Nothing but grace will pardon our sins. Praise the Lord. So Kenny's got a scripture here.
Romans 6:26. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We've got a couple of call-ins here. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, can you hear me, Brother Earwood?
Yeah, I hear you.
This is Brother Green. We're from up here in Springboro, Ohio.
And, praise the Lord.
It's good to be with you here today. I thank you for allowing us to come on your program. And I got a couple scriptures I'll read here. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Well, I was thinking today that, you know, a lot of people think you can't be saved unless you endure it to the end. But the Bible tells us here, 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So
amen.
We see here today that Paul, the apostle, said that we are saved. You see, it was at the cross
amen.
Where we first saw the light. And I'm
amen.
Glad that I saw the light there at Calvary at that cross, because I was walking in darkness until I saw that the cross was what it took for a man to be saved. Until then, I was walking in darkness. I didn't understand that a man could be saved. But after that, I heard the preaching of the gospel. I heard the preaching of the cross. I heard how God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You see, it was God that loved us enough that He sent His Son into the world that the world, through Him, might be saved. And we're saved today if we put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we came down one day to the cross and knelt at the foot of that cross, you know, that cross was on Golgotha's Hill there, just outside of the city of Jerusalem. And they crucified him outside the gates of that city. But I tell you what, to get into that city, that New Jerusalem, the city of God, I tell you, we're going to have to go through the gate, praise God. Jesus is the door, and he said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So we must come in at the door. There's only one door, and we've got to find that door. I was thinking, you know, if we come to a building, and we want to get in that building, we start looking around. We don't look for the window, but we look for the door. And, you know, there's some buildings that don't even have windows, praise God. I was thinking about the Ark. It had no windows in it, but there was a door. But you see, one day God shut the door. And I tell you, out there today, if you're out there lost today, you don't have to stay in darkness. You can come out of darkness into the light of God's love. And you can kneel at that cross. You know, a lot of times when I go to church, I think about the cross. And when I go to that altar and I kneel, I picture myself kneeling at the foot of the cross. Because
Amen.
It was at that cross that our sins were washed away. It was at that cross that Jesus
yeah.
paid the full price of redemption.
Amen.
I tell you, if we go by the cross, if we don't stop at the cross in this life, if we don't stop at that old rugged cross, I tell you, we'll have no life. We'll be lost at the end. We've got to somewhere along the line make our way to that cross and kneel at the foot of that cross and give our heart to God. I tell you, our life is not our own. We're bought with a price, with the precious blood of the Lamb, the Bible says. Yeah, he was a Lamb of God slain for you and I. John the Baptist appointed to him one day and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And you know, the Bible said that he died for the sins of the whole world. Now,
yes,
I tell you, that didn't leave nobody out. That paid the price. The full payment of sin was paid, and Jesus was the Lamb of God that they nailed there that day on that cross and hung him between two thieves.
Yes.
Praise God. And I heard Brother Eddie preaching and did a wonderful job about it. But I tell you, God wants people to kneel at the cross. And we know
Amen.
Today that Jesus is not on that cross, but that cross still stands for the sinner man today. They have to make their stop at that cross. They can't
Bless
have
you,
the life of Christ unless they first come to the cross. And it's let me try to read you another scripture here. This one I read you was 1 Corinthians 1:18. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So we're unto us which are saved, he said. We are saved through the faith of Jesus Christ because we have took him as our personal Savior. That's what makes us a Christian today.
Amen.
I'm going to read John chapter 19, verse 25. It says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. And the Bible says here, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Okay, and his mother's sister. Well, we're standing by the cross tonight. That's why we're on this radio broadcast tonight, is because we're standing by the cross. We're upholding the cross of Christ. We're telling people today that the cross is the only way to salvation. You can't go bypass the cross and get salvation. You must come by the cross, praise God. You know, they sang a song, the ground is level at Calvary. You know, Calvary was that hill where they crucified Christ. But I tell you, I don't care how rich or poor you might be today, but I tell you, you're on level ground because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
There was none righteous, no, not one, because once Christ came, you know, the rules were changed at the cross. It changed the rules. You know, under the law, they could sacrifice animals, and they could They could be justified by faith through obeying God, through animal sacrifice and that kind of thing, or whatever God told them to do. And, you know, today it's different. The rules have been changed because of Calvary, because the Lamb of
Amen.
God has already paid the price, because he was one sacrifice forever, for all men, for all time. We can't go out again, like Brother Eddie said, and find us a sacrifice and try to substitute that sacrifice in the place of Christ, because if we do that, we're trampling underfoot the blood of Christ, and we're counting his blood to none effect. But see, that blood atoned for our sins, and that blood will always be the sacrifice for sin. Praise God.
Amen.
But they stood... Bible said here that they stood by the cross, and that's what we're doing tonight. That's why we've got this, us ministers, servants of God, we're coming on the radio broadcast, and we're standing by the cross, praise God. And I believe I'm going to stand by that cross, praise God. Until Jesus comes back, I'm going to preach the cross, that Christ died for our sins. He was wounded, like Brother Eddie said, for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. He took a terrible beating for you and I, and it was because of love. It was the great love of God, that God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son. And I want also to read here, say in Luke 23 and 26, and as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. See, Jesus' time, he's died on that cross, and he's paid that price that he had to pay. When he looked up to heaven, he said, "It is finished." He had paid the full payment, praise God. He had paid it all.
Amen.
But he's not carrying that cross anymore, praise God. But we're following him, just like this man followed Jesus and bore the cross. Praise God. Let me read it again.
Thank you, Lord.
Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross. See, the cross is laid on you and I tonight. We're the church of the living
Amen.
God. And we are taking up the cross, and we're following Christ. It says, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. So he was following Jesus up that hill. He was going up that hill, bearing his cross. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're going up the hill, the mountain of God, and we're carrying our cross, praise God, praise God. One day, praise God, we're going to get to the top of that hill, praise God. I was reading there in Revelation 14, there's going to be some people on the top of Mount Zion, praise God. Oh, glory. I thank God that I'm born again tonight because of the cross. I thank God that he bore my sins in his own body, and I'm clean through the blood which he shed, praise God. And well, I'm just going to get off of here, brother. Here, it would be good to be with y'all and turn it back to you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you there, Brother Green. Wonderful word that you brought to us there. I'm going to... let Brother John come in and speak, then I want to let Tim sing, then we'll get Brother John to obey the Lord there. 770, come in there and speak to us, sir.
Praise the Lord, Brother Lloyd. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia. Just glad to be with you tonight. Opportunity to once again come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know he's in the midst tonight. The Bible says in Matthew that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he's in the midst. And, you know, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is in our midst. And...
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll let Tim come and sing, then we'll let you obey the Lord, then we'll get Sister Green in there to obey
okay.
the Lord then.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
someone precious to me. He's my friend, he's my anchor, he'll never forsake. He did something very special on Calvary's Hill. He died in my place, all that I might live.
Yes.
Lovely, lovely, he's altogether lovely. That beautiful rose of Sharon, the lily among the thorns. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's my bright morning star. He's my friend. He's my Savior. He's Jesus, my Lord. I can see him hanging under on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding. He was bruised just for me. He was buried, and on the third day he left from that old tomb. He ascended into heaven, and he's coming back soon.
Amen.
Lovely, lovely, he's altogether lovely. That beautiful rose of Sharon, the lily among the thorns. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's my bright morning star. He's my friend. He's my Savior. He's Jesus, my Lord. Lovely, lovely, he's altogether lovely. The beautiful rose of Sharon, the lily among the thorns. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's my bright morning star. He's my friend. He's my Savior. He's Jesus, my Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there, Brother Tim. So, Brother John, just go ahead and obey the Lord, then we'll get Sister Green in there as well.
All right. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Tonight we're coming to you out of the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8. My message is take up where he left off. Take up where he left off.
Amen.
Mark chapter 8, starting with verse 31. That the Lord Jesus Christ teaching. The Bible says he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. One of the first things he taught them, you know, when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, many people want to follow a movement, you know, follow a popular movement. The first thing that Jesus began to teach him, he said, he must suffer many things. And then the Bible says, and that he would be rejected of the elders. These were the ones. These were the ones at the head of the church there at Jerusalem. And of the chief priests, that he would be rejected of the leadership in the church. That he'd be rejected of those that were ahead of the church there in Jerusalem. That he would be rejected, hallelujah, of the chief priests. Those were that were the high priests. The very leaders in the church, that they would reject this one called Jesus. That he would suffer many things. Amen. Then the third thing he taught him, and of the chief priests and scribes, these were the scribes, these were the ones, these were the writers, amen, that were in the synagogue. These were the ones that wrote, amen, and hallelujah, and he would be rejected of the scribes and be killed, amen, and after 3 days, rise again. The Bible says he spoke that saying openly, amen. He didn't hide that.
This
spoken openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Here's Peter, amen, one of his disciples. He begins to rebuke Jesus for speaking openly that he would suffer such a. How could he suffer such a thing? What do you mean you're going to die? What do you mean you're going to be killed and be rejected and be chief priest? No, you don't mean anything. That's not what's going to happen to you. This is that's not the way it's going to be. so many times there we begin to think, amen, amen, that it's going to be this way or that way. There is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And the Bible says, but when he had turned about, Jesus turned about and looked at one of his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan. Satan means hostile opponent. For thou savest. In other words, you think not the things that be of God. In other words, you don't think about the things that are of God, but you're thinking on the things that be of man. He said, hallelujah, but the things that be of men. In other words, it came out of Peter, but it was coming from the slander. It was coming from the hostile opponent. The source was Satan himself. And you need to know tonight, amen, that he said, no, that's not the way it's going to be. Hallelujah. But Jesus turned and he looked at his disciples and he rebuked Peter. He rebuked him and told him, he said, you favor, you think upon the things of men rather than the things of God. Tonight, the church needs to know tonight, the Bible says, think on these things, whatsoever pure, whatsoever holy, whatsoever virtue, faith, these things that we need to think upon, amen. The Bible says to let the mind of Christ be in you, Philippians 2 and 5, amen. Hallelujah, that we think on the things of others rather than the things of ourselves. They do believe that he will suffer many things, be killed, and be risen on the third day. But we find, amen, there in verse 34, and when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, this is what he declared, this is the word of God. He says, whosoever, whether you're the people, whether you're the multitude, whether you're disciples, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. First thing we got to do, church, is deny ourselves. We're bought with a price, we're not our own. Amen. We were bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And so as we're bought, amen, the first thing we got to do when we come after Jesus, the first step we got to do is deny ourselves. Deny the life that we now live. Deny everything about the life that we used to have. That we saw, just like Brother Eddie said, the point of the man, the Bible says in Hebrews, is the point of the man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. We have an appointment with death, each and every one of us. Amen. But hallelujah, we have an appointment at the cross of Calvary, and we have an appointment at our own cross. He said, and take up his cross. First thing you have to do is deny himself. First thing you have to do is lose himself. Where will he lose himself? On the cross. As he began to bear, the Bible says, take up his cross. This is a time where they're taking on, this is a personal cross. Amen. This is a personal instrument.
Amen.
Of death. We begin to bear the cross of our own cross. Amen. Where are we going to crucify our flesh? As Jesus Christ, amen. Why did he said, for this purpose, came into the world. Why did he come in this? Because this is how Satan gets to you, church. This is how Satan gets to each and every one of you, through your flesh. The flesh must be crucified. How is it crucified? First of all, deny yourself. Bear up the cross. Hang your flesh on the cross. Nail your flesh to the cross. Every day you take it up. In other words, you bear it up. When you bear up the cross, the moment you bear up the cross, this is something that has to be done every day. This is something you can't go out to the world, amen, without taking up the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't
amen.
Walk in this world without taking up the cross. You can, the first thing you got to do is deny everything about your own life. Second thing you got to do is take up the cross. But the step, the Bible says, the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. There are steps that we must take. And then he said, hallelujah, and follow me. How do we follow Jesus? Where is he walking at tonight? Where is he at in front of you tonight? We need to know tonight that we follow him in his word. We need to know tonight that we follow him in his teaching. We need to know tonight that as our steps are ordered by the Lord, we follow him. In the Old Testament, amen, when they followed him in the wilderness, the Bible says they followed him by a cloud by day and a fire by night. How do you follow him? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Where is the Spirit leading you? How do you know where the Spirit is? You have to first deny yourself. When you begin to deny yourself and you crucify that flesh, at the moment you take up your cross, at the moment, that's what he told the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler wanted to know what he knew to inherit eternal life. He said, go and sell what thou hast and take up thy cross and follow me. Take up your cross. Hang up your flesh. Hang up, amen, and bear the cross. Amen. You must be a burden bearer. This is the burden of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the other speakers and the other preachers had already said. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. being a principal here tonight. How will you, if you save your life, you're going to lose it. How do you save your life? Don't take up the cross. The moment you don't take up the cross, you're walking in your flesh, sir. The moment you don't take up the cross and don't deny yourself, you're walking in your flesh. It's a first step to destruction. The Bible says carnal mind is enmity against the things of God. Neither indeed can mind the things of the Spirit. The Bible says spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. Tonight, amen, if we don't take up the cross, if we don't take up the cross daily. Did you take up the cross today? Those of you that are believers, just like Brother Green brought out, to those of us that believe in what? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. To those of us who believe in God, this is something we need to already be doing. Did you do it today? Are you a speaker? Are you a minister? Are you an apostle? Are you a prophet? Did you take up the cross today? These are instructions that you have already been given years and years and years and years and years. Are you obedient to it? Are you walking in under the curse of disobedience tonight? Because today you didn't take up the cross. You went out and didn't deny yourself. You went out of your house. You went into your life and you began to walk in your flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. When you walk in your flesh, you were not denying yourself. And then you followed the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is something we must do every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be rejoiced and be glad in it. This is the day.
Amen.
Every day the sun comes up, it's another day, another opportunity that the Lord Jesus Christ has given. This is the day, amen, another day to serve Him, another day to praise Him, another day to celebrate Him, another day to carry up His cross and follow His instructions. So we need to know, we need to take up where He left off. Hallelujah, he said, whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, which is the good news, the saints shall save it. You want to save your life tonight? Lose it. You want to save your life tonight? Take up the cross. You want to
Amen.
Save your life tonight? Lose it for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Brother Eddie said, you can say a lot of names, but you can't say the name of Jesus. Because there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. This was, amen, this was the King of glory. This was, hallelujah, He that hung on the cross in the middle. This was the man in the middle who had two thieves. Hallelujah. He fell among thieves at the cross at Calvary. You need to know, amen, that the cross at Calvary was the last hangout. But hallelujah, you need to know, hallelujah, we need to know tonight, are we hung up or hanging out with Jesus? Some of us get hung up. Hallelujah. You know, one thief was just hanging up. But hallelujah, one thief said, remember me when you come into the paradise. He hung out to the end. The Bible says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. The Bible says in Hebrews, hallelujah, being encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, who the joy set before him, laid down, amen, his life, and endured, amen, the death of the cross, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. And tonight we need to know, amen, that on that thief taught us something on that day. Because you know what? On that day, in the last hour of his life, he would see Jesus even that day. Today, the Bible said, he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know why? He denied his own life. Took up the cross. That cross became that cross on that day. He didn't know. Simon of Cyrene, just like Brother Green brought out. He was compelled, amen. He was Cyrene. It was a Roman province, amen, in Africa. And he come there and he carried that, he bore that cross, amen, all the way to Calvary. Church, the only way we can come is through the cross. But it's a cross that Jesus Christ has already been, has already lifted up for you. It's a cross that's bloodstained and the blood of the Lamb, amen, is upon it. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about it because the moment we take up the cross, we are covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because, amen, our cross has the blood of the Savior upon it. And that's the very time we have His name, we have His gospel, His good news. And that's the time. And the Bible says in verse 36, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What does it profit you tonight if you have all the money in the world and don't have a soul, don't have a life, don't have a place to go? You need to know something. Tomorrow, that will be somebody else's good. Whatever you have tonight, I didn't any material thing tonight will be somebody else's tomorrow. On the day of your death, someone else will belong it. Who's going to be? You know what?
Man.
Treasures in heaven, where rust and must does not corrupt. treasures are, that's where your heart should be. Where's your heart at tonight? Is it on the cross at Calvary? Is it on the cross? Have you taken up your cross? Have you taken up where Jesus has left off? Have you taken up where he, you know, he went all the way. He says, I'm the beginning and the ending. You know what? At the end of the Calvary, on the third day, he rose up. This was a new beginning. He was the first fruit of many begotten of the dead. Amen?
Amen.
A long time ago, amen, God gave me an opportunity to lay down my life. A long time ago, I've already died. I died a long time ago. I already met that appointment with death when I gave my life to Jesus, as
amen,
he gave his life for me. If I give my life, then he has that same power. He said, this same spirit that raised Christ up from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost tonight will quicken, make you alive right now. Right now, those of you, I feel a hunger and a thirst for righteousness in the congregation tonight, all across this globe, all across this world. I feel those that are weeping and crying for the cross of Christ right now, so hungry, so thirsty for this gospel of Jesus Christ, so hungry and thirsty for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, you can receive it. Right now, you can lay down your life. Right now, you can take up the cross and save your life. He says, whosoever there is born shall be ashamed of me and of my words. In this adulterous and sinful generation. Oh, he called that many years ago. This was a generation. This was a nature. What were they? They were adulterous and sinful. They were going after other gods. They were going after other religions. They were going after other doctrines and other teachings. He said, the sinful generation, adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You need to know tonight, church, Jesus is coming with his glory, the glory of the Father. In fact, he is the glory of the Father. And you need to know tonight, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 2, beginning with verse 14, said that when I saw that they walked not uprightly, talking about Barnabas and the Jews there, they got carried away. And their dissimulation, in other words, they begin to fall away. They begin to become unstable. Here's Peter again. Here's the disciples. They become unstable in all our ways. The Bible says the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 1. Amen? The double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to know tonight, amen, that as they become, amen, they weren't sure whether they were going to go back and revert to Judaism. And under the ceremonial law, he said, "What now? That rightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all." This is the Apostle Paul. If thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Why do you make them proselytes? Why do you make them go and go back to Judaism? Why are you doing this? He said, you can come past them around and make them a proselyte. You made them twice the child of hell that we are. These were Gentile believers that began to do go back into Judaism. You need to know tonight, amen, for we who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. What did Paul say? You're not justified by law. Just because you've done the law, kept the law, you know, that's nice there, but you know what? The speed limit might be 55 miles an hour, but you know what? That's not going to get you to heaven if you go 55 miles an hour. It's just going to get you where you're going without being captured by the law, not being stopped by the law. But tonight it's about faith in Jesus Christ, the Christ of Calvary, and it says, not by the works of the law, nor by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. None of your flesh is justified by that. Well, I kept this, and I done this, I kept that. Yeah, but are you bearing the cross? Have you denied yourself?
Yeah.
Are you living that the cross? Are you bearing the burden of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you bearing a cross? Is your flesh being crucified? And then the Bible says this. If while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again, Paul said, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. What is he talking about? there are some of you tonight that you left your old ways, old doctrine, old teaching. You left your old. He's talking about reverting back to Judaism. He said, I destroyed it one time. Where was it destroyed? On the cross of Calvary. On the cross. Nailing it to the cross. That's in principalities and powers. That's what it says in Colossians. Amen? And so he said, I've destroyed and make myself transgressor. You know what that is? He said, if I build again that which I already destroyed, guess what? I'm rebellious. That's what transgressor means. I'm in rebellion. Rebellion says the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness and rebellion says the sin of witchcraft. He said, for I through the law am dead to the law, for I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. Through the law, he was dead to the law. Why did he do this? That he might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Church, tonight, did you take up the cross? The moment you take up the cross, you become crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He said, but you know what? I live. There was a day that every day I'm crucified. Paul said, I die daily.
Amen.
Church, we've all got to die daily. Because we wake up in the flesh. That flesh has to die every day of your life. That the Spirit in you might live. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He said, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The Anointed One lives in me now. I'm not home. I've then left the building. I left the building a long time ago when I gave, amen, my life to Jesus. There's a new man in my house. There's a new man. He came into the new house. You have to understand, when he came into my life, I'm a new bottle. I'm a new man. Whosoever come into Christ, I'll make all his things move. You have to understand, the very moment that Christ is in you, he comes in every day, and it's a brand new bottle with a brand new wine, a brand new spirit. His compassions and his mercy are made new every day. However, you need to know that I'm renewed every day, not only me, but all those who believe and are looking for his appearing. Everyone else renewed every day, because you have to understand something tonight. He only puts his new wine in the new bottle, and the bottle has to be renewed every day. The Bible said, be ye not conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your spirit bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service is to take up your cross where he left off and continue. But he didn't leave you. It's Christ now living in you. I was crucified with him. This morning when I took up the cross, I was crucified. Did anyone come to my crucifixion? No, except the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Green brought out, here was Mary's sister. Here was John. He told John, John, behold thy mother. Speaking of Mary, he turned to Mary and said, Mary, behold thy son. Just like he said, the ground is level. John and Mary and all of them were level at the cross of Calvary, because they would begin to take up the cross. Amen. Because the Bible says, they told him, he said, thy mother and thy brother were without. He said, he that doeth the will of my father, the same is my mother and my brother and my sister.
Amen.
Because you're carrying the same cross. You've got the same bloodline. Every time you take up a cross, it's the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Every time you take up a cross, you know who took up a cross? There was a woman by the name of Rahab who took up a cross in Jericho and left the spine and took that bloodline, that red scarlet thread outside. And they said to go in there. And the only reason that they went into Jericho was to save the house of Rahab alive. Why? Because she had laid down her life and gave it to the Lord Jesus Christ. She was in the natural lineage of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but tonight it's time for us to be in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. When you're crucified, he said, I now live, and I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate. A couple more scriptures, and I'm going to give back to Brother Lloyd. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Your flesh, your affections and lust are crucified on the cross of Calvary. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So you're walking in the Spirit. You're walking in the Spirit. What are you doing? You're following Christ. man, he said, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And these are the things. Two more scriptures. Chapter 6, Galatians, verse 12. As many as we desire to let the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, unless they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I to the world. You are crucified together right now, church. Every time you take up the cross, you're crucified with Christ. But it's not you that lives, but it's Christ that's living in you. And on that very moment, in that very day, why could that thief say, why could the Lord say to him? Because in that very moment, when he had professed the faith in Jesus Christ, he professed, and his salvation was there at the cross. Salvation is there at the cross. Don't wait till the last minute of your life, church. Brother Hugh had already brought it out. No man knows the hour nor the time when the Lord does come. Not only that, but no man knows the hour or the time when death may come. But you know what? Right now, if you lay down your life, right now, when death comes, it's already taken you. You've already given it over. Take up the cross right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him. Follow him in his word. Follow him in his name. And follow him all the way to heaven. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. Appreciate the wonderful word there that you brought. Sister Green, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. It's good to be on here with y'all again, and I always enjoy it. Thank God for the opportunity to share the Word of God all over the world, and what a joy, what a honor to be able to do something like this. And you know, I was thinking in John 15 and verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And I was thinking about this word here that we have, and that it has gone down through the ages, and how we can look into it and look how we can see the love of God. And you know, they say that God is love, and that is so true. But there is a hell that enlarges its borders daily. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But you know, we have to call upon him. You know, one day when I wasn't saved, and I was about 26 years old, and I was a good person, Brother Yearwood, and I didn't do anybody wrong, I didn't think, and I loved my neighbors, and I was good to people. If I had the money and they needed to borrow money, I would make sure that I would give them some money, and I was a good person, but that did not save me.
Amen.
I was just as bad as if I had drank all my life or did drugs all my life. I would have just went to the same place that they would go to if they don't call upon God. And you know, it
Amen.
Says in Corinthians, praise the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, then we're all dead, meaning that we were all dead, and when there was not one righteous, no, not one, the Bible says. So we all have to come to that place when we come to the age of accountability that we know right from wrong, and we have to ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins. And it goes way back to the garden of Adam and Eve, and you know, we need a pardon for our sins, and that's what Christ did on the cross. As he pardoned us of our sin, but we have to ask him. He said, freely give, freely receive. Freely he laid down his life, like I believe it was Brother John or Brother Eddie was talking about how Peter didn't want Christ, Jesus, to go to the cross, and Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Talking about Peter was trying to block or trying to stop what Jesus, his whole purpose of coming in the flesh, what he came to do. Praise the Lord. And I was thinking here in Romans 8:35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? So nothing can separate us once we have taken on, you know, the devil would try to even make a saint, someone that's been saved for a long time, try to tell them that they're not saved anymore. And, you know,
Amen.
That's a lie from the old devil. And you need to claim your stake and claim your landmark. And, you know, they tried in the Bible to take the landmark away, praise God. And, you know, we've got that. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, nothing can take us out of God's hand, out of the Lamb's Book of Life, but ourselves. And how do we do that? By sinning. And if we sin against God, He can blot our name out like He did Judas Iscariot. And I was thinking about that, how Jesus had chose the 12 disciples. And, you know, He even chose Judas, and He knew, because, see, His plan was to come to this earth and to lay down His life for the remissions of mine and your sins, praise God. And He even chose Judas Iscariot, that He knew that Judas Iscariot would be the one that would betray Him. Praise the Lord, it was all in the plan, it was all in the making, and just like a man of perdition that's going to be in the last days, God has chosen him to fulfill the word which is to come, a great tribulation like never known and never will be again. Praise the Lord. In Exodus, Moses, praise God, if you look in the 24th chapter, he was up in the Mount Sinai. Praise the Lord. And in chapter 25, he came down. And if you look at chapter 25 of Exodus, down around about the eighth verse, and God's talking to Moses and said, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Praise the Lord. We sing that song, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, to make me a sanctuary. Praise
Amen.
God. And in the sanctuary of the wilderness, and that day was a door, and we must come in at the door, and that's Jesus himself. And the Bible says there would be a hanging, talking about that. If you read Exodus chapter 25, read 26, 27, and 28, talks all about the wilderness, the tabernacle there, the sanctuary. Praise God. So we have to come in at the door, and there was a hanging there. And, you know, there was a hanging. Jesus said, I must be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. Praise the Lord. So there was a hanging there in the wilderness, and that there in that earthly, praise God, tabernacle that Moses and them had to carry around as a tent. Praise the Lord. And then said there would be fine needlework in there. And you know, the fine needlework is the piercing of Jesus in his hands and his feet and is in his head and in his side. Praise the Lord. And it was purple and fine linen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And blue and white. Hallelujah. And those were the bruises that he
Amen.
Took upon his back and his stripes for our healing. Hallelujah. It was all a type and a shadow of Christ. And if you go on in to the brazen altar, and that's where you lay down and sacrifice and you repent of your sins, and you go on in a little further, and the priests had to wash their hands at the laven, and the women gave their looking glasses. And how many know that when we wash, praise the Lord, he said he would make us kings and priests. Praise God, a royal priesthood in his kingdom. Hallelujah. And the priest had to go to the laven and wash there. And they have to look into the looking glass. And that's what we do today once we come to Christ, because we then come through the door and we repented of our sins at the brazen altar. We go to the laven and we wash ourselves clean. And we look in the looking glass, the word of God, and we measure up. Praise the Lord, to what God wants us to do. And we go on in a little further, and there's the 12, praise the Lord, loaves of bread. That stands for the 12 disciples, or 12 tribes, I mean, and the disciples. And then over on the other side, on the other hand, is the seven candlesticks. And in Revelation, he said he walks in the midst of the seven candlesticks, the churches of Asia. Praise the Lord. And if you go in a little further, there's an altar of incense, and we have to offer up, praise the Lord, a sweet Savior to the Lord. If we have any sin, it's a stench in God's nostrils. And then we're able to go in beyond the curtain, praise the Lord, the Holy of Holies. And if you look at that, that's a type of a cross. But we come in at the door at the foot. He's praise the Lord. The foot of Jesus is a brazen altar. And you go on in, hallelujah. And on each side
Amen.
Was the loaves of bread. And then on the other side was the seven candlesticks. Praise God. And then you go on in straight is the Holy of Holies. That's a cross to me. Hallelujah. And he said, prepared. You know the song, prepare me to be a sanctuary. We are the sanctuary today. Not Moses' sanctuary where they carried the skins and all the brassets and the latches and all the things that they had to carry. Praise the Lord. It's you and I today is the sanctuary. I believe it was Brother John, you just got through talking about that offer ourselves up a sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto Him. Hallelujah. I praise God. I thank the Lord. I thank God that He has shown me. He gave me a chance. He's given you a chance if you've never met Him. It's easy. He died for you. He died for me. Praise God. It's not how popular, you know, in school. The one that made it on the baseball team or got chosen to be on the teams or the sports and stuff like that was the parents that were well-known and the ones that were well-off and had a lot of money, well-educated. Their parents might have went to college and they know the teachers. It's not like that. Jesus, like they said, it's level at Calvary. And it's for you, it's for me, it's for that one that's thinking about suicide. He died for you. And I'm asking you, don't do it. Just don't do it. If the backslider would have prayed one more time, hallelujah, he wouldn't have backslid. I tell you what, if you're anticipating suicide tonight, I guarantee you, if you give it to Jesus in a year from now, praise God, your life could be all turned around and better for God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. There's a request on Facebook today. I don't know or never met her, but I know the young man that's turning in the request. They found his a girlfriend. I guess it's his ex-girlfriend. They found her mother. She died, and they're thinking there's foul play involved in that, and it's really burdened them all. So you keep them in prayer. Praise the Lord. And I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, we appreciate that wonderful word. So, I'm going to let Tim come around and sing us another song. Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with him while you sing.
Are you standing in the middle of a crossroads? Wondering which way you need to go. The road behind will lead you back to
praise God. Brother Yearwood? Brother John?
Yeah, I'm still here, Sister Green.
It looks like we might have lost their connection there. Brother John, go ahead and tell us where your church is and where you're located, brother.
Okay, we're located in Thompson, Georgia, 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. We just want to praise the Lord for the opportunity. We've been going through some things, and God has answered every prayer. And just like Sister Green was talking about, we had to go to the hospital here six times Saturday. And there was actually four young ladies that tried to commit suicide Sunday. And one unfortunate young man was successful Saturday. So, just like Mr. Green said, you know, as he's laid down his life, he's come that you might have life in that more abundantly. and the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but he has come that we might have life more abundantly. And so this opportunity, you know, there's that to give you life. That's what he's come for. He laid down his life so that you would have life tonight. And these speakers that are here tonight, we gather together to give you the opportunity. This is the power of the cross, just like Francis Green said, Brother Eddie has said, that if you've come forth, amen, we want you to know that we love you tonight. And this one is called Jesus. He's laid down his life because he does love you. He doesn't call you friend, just like Sister Green brought up, but he calls you friend, he doesn't call you servant. And tonight, as he's laid down his life, all his works was done to give you life. And so we just praise the Lord for what he's going to do. And so that opportunity tonight, just take up that cross. And so as we come together, and so we just praise the Lord for God has just answered prayer, prayer after prayer after prayer. We just praise the Lord for what he's doing and going to do. Amen. So, go ahead, Sister Green. And I don't know if Brother Eddie's still on or not. Are you there, Brother Eddie?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay.
Brother John.
Yeah.
This is Shreda.
Hey, Sister Green.
Let's also remember I'm calling to Tracy
walking
today.
On the right road, walking on the right road, walking on the right road.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for that song. I'm glad tonight to report that I'm walking on that right road. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if we're not walking on that right road, we're in trouble. And let's thank God for each and every one that's called in here tonight to be with us. And if there's anybody else want to call in on 310-742-1759, go ahead and call in. We've got about 39 minutes left. I want to obey the Lord here a little bit. I want to start here in Philippians 2 and 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the tree or cross. You know, praise God, Jesus humbled himself and he became humble and he went all the way to the cross, you know, just for you and I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, nobody else could have done that but Jesus. And I'm glad tonight, as Brother John mentioned there a while ago, about there's no other name given under heaven that whereby that man must be saved, but only through the name of Jesus. And he went and died upon that old cruel tree of that old cross. He become cursed for us that we could have this life. Let's look into Matthew 27 and 32. It said, "And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross." You know, praise God. They come out of there and they found Simon there, and they compelled him to carry Jesus' cross up on that old cruel mountain up there, you know, the one place that said up there they called the skull where they crucified our Lord and our Savior. No man didn't take his life, but he laid it down just for you and I. I've said a lot of times he looked down through the generations of 2,000 years and he seen Lloyd Yearwood and he seen you, my friend, out there needing a Savior. And that's the reason why that he was willing to go to that cross to be offered up at one time a sacrifice for you and I, that nobody else could do it but him, himself. He's the one that had to do it. Let's look into Luke 14 and 25 and 27. And there was great multitude with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. You know, praise God, Jesus is telling us here, if we want to be disciple of God, we've got to deny everything. I believe Brother John or Brother Eddie one said that we had to deny our own lives. You know, in other words, we've got to be willing to turn it all over to him and say, Lord, you're the one. You're going to be the one, praise God, that's going to take care of me. You're going to be the one that's going to see me through. You're the one that's going to go through the grave with me. Praise God. You know, without he comes and gets us out, call us out before death finds us. Praise God, we'll be the one, and he'll be the one that will go through the grave with us. And right here in verse 27, it said, And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. You know, praise God, that's what we're speaking on tonight, is the cross. And if you want to be the disciple of the Lord tonight, you're going to have to bear the cross. You're going to have to bear what God has placed in before us. You know, I'll tell you what, God has not given us a gravy train. He never did promise us a gravy train, but he did promise eternal life if we would only take up the cross and follow him. I want to be his disciple, don't you? I want to be someone that will please him, that will hear him one day after a while. I'll say, come on in. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you over many things. I tell you, God is looking for people that will bear their cross and that will take up their cross and follow him daily. I tell you what, this is a sure life. This is a life, praise God, that we're going to have to walk up straight and narrow, and the straight and the narrow path. My friend, we can't walk on that road that's wide, because that wide road will detour. That wide road will cause us to walk disorderly and amongst God, and will cause us to burn throughout eternity. But praise God, if we will only follow him and take up the cross and be his disciples, my friend, we'll make heaven our home. Look into Matthew 16 and 24. It says, Then saith Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, if we want to follow Jesus, well, let's look back into that 24th verse again, Matthew 16 and 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples. Now, he's talking to his disciples there, my friend. He's talking to the ones, praise God, that had been walking with him, one that's been talking with him. It said right here, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. That's what he's telling his disciples. That's what he's telling you and I today. If we want to take up the cross and follow him, we can. But if we don't, then we're in trouble. We're headed down a downward road to destruction, one that will not see us through on the streets of gold. But praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that I'm a-walking, as Brother Tim sung that song a while ago. I'm a-walking on that good road. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, it's time that we start walking on that straight and narrow path. It's time that we make heaven our home. It's time that we realize that Jesus died on the cross for us. Let's look into John 19 and starting in verse 16. Then delivered him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. You know, praise God. I tell you, it was something there of that day. I believe whenever they were crying out who let Jesus go, or let Barabbas go, Pilate, he said, "Oh, let's I wash my hands of this man here. I'm going to get my blood off from my hands." But then he goes on. He said, "His blood is on all of us, and our children is far off." I praise God. I tell you what, without the blood of Jesus being upon us, and my friend, we wouldn't have had no opportunity to make heaven our home. But praise God, I'm glad of the blood of Jesus, because that give me rights to repent of my sins. That give me rights to call upon the Lord and say, "Lord, forgive me." Let that blood that flowed down across that cross, Lord, let it flow on me. I tell you, it's time that we realize tonight that it's time that we take up the cross and follow him. Praise God. You know, a lot of people, when the cross starts to get a little heavy, they start wanting to drop off. They start wanting to fall back. But he said he didn't have no part in the one of their soul that drawed back. Praise God, them that will go on with him, he's going to have a part with them. Let's look into verse 17. And he, bearing his cross, went forth unto a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one and Jesus in the middle, in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Praise God. You know, that her name of the King of the Kings, hallelujah, praise God, the King of the Jews was wrote, praise God, in all them languages there, where that everybody could hear it, and is written on the cross, praise God, that everybody, I believe that name was written there, where that each every one of us could come to that cross and say, Lord, here I am. I'm at the foot of the cross, God. I'm needing your salvation to forgive me. I'm needing you to touch me and change my life and give me a clean, a holy, a dedicated life before God that I might be able one day after a while when death finds me that I'll be able to hear you whenever you judge me. I say, come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I praise God. You know, if David over there said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. If we've got that surely goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life, my friend, if we'll stay dedicated to God, we'll carry our cross daily like he wants us to cross it, carry his cross. One day after a while, we'll hear him say, well done, hallelujah. Let's look into Galatians 6 and 14. But God forbid that I should glory, say in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. I thank God for them words. Praise God. Let's look into Luke 9 and 23. And he said to them, all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You know, praise God. That's what God is looking for us to do. He's wanting us to just to take up the cross and follow him daily. He's looking for each and every one of us to realize, praise God, that we have to deny ourselves and deny our lives and take up the cross and follow, hallelujah, follow after Jesus. If we don't do that, then we're in trouble. My friend, there's too many today has got a high pride of life. There's too much today that's going on that's not pleasing to God. But God is looking for people that will get humble before him and that will cry out to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me that I might be able to please you. I tell you what, I want to follow the Lord. I want to follow him daily. I want to carry my cross as the Lord has set before me daily. I want to please God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just praise God for an opportunity today to reach out and to tell somebody the good news about Jesus. Tell somebody that all they've got to do is to look into Romans 10th chapter over there and call upon the name of the Lord. He said, as many as, or whoever called upon his name shall be saved. I believe today that no matter how many around this world, around this globe, my friend will call out on the Lord. I believe that he will reach down. He will forgive you. He said, every sin was forgiven except the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. It's not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. I read and I believe that Jesus took every sin on his shoulders when he went to that cross, except that one, blasphemed against the Holy Ghost. He didn't take it, because if he had of, we'd been able to get forgiveness for that. But he didn't do that. He left that one there, my friend. Anybody blasphemed the Holy Ghost, there's not no forgiveness in this, or in this world, or neither the world to come. But I know one thing, if you've not done that, my friend, I believe if you'll call upon his name, he will hear, and he will answer. He will forgive you of your sins and your trespasses as you walk here in this walk of life today. I praise God for it. Hallelujah. I praise God for what he's doing for us. Hallelujah. Right here on this radio broadcast as we go around the world just reaching out and telling somebody the good news about Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've got a sister that's been sitting in there and listening all the way through. She may want to say something, want to testify. 706, do you want to come in there and say something?
Yes, Brother Yearwood, that was really good. We lost you for a little bit, but what I was saying before you come back on, we got, I'm in Thomaston with Brother John, and we got some prayer. I thank the Lord for what he's been doing in our church this past weekend.
Amen.
And what he's going to be doing for the rest of the time we're there. It's been, oh, we've been having some wonderful services.
Amen.
I praise the Lord.
Well, we praise the Lord for you there, sister. Praise God. You got any prayer requests or anything you want to turn in?
I do. We got one of the members I talked to today. They saying that he might have COPD and some other problems, so let's just keep Brother Tracy in his prayers and Jeremy and Mandy Muse. The devil is fighting them, but they're going to succeed. We're going to survive. They're going to come through this.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we appreciate you calling in there tonight. Stand with us. Just stay on. We've still got about 18 more minutes to go. And we'll just pray for them. And have we got any more prayer questions? Okay. Okay, well, we got a whole bunch of them right here, so I'll let my wife give them out here, and then we'll just go to the Lord and pray for them.
I just want to say I love the Lord, and it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, and I thank God for what he's doing in the spirit realm tonight. And people's been giving in their prayer requests, and God's been answering them, so I just thank God for that. Just keep praying and believing that God's going to meet all the needs. And if you have a prayer request, just turn it in by email to LloydYearwood@yahoo.com, and we'll take them to the Lord in prayer. We have quite a few prayer requests here. I'd like everybody to remember all the people in Oklahoma where they were affected by the tornado. A lot of them lost their homes. A lot of them lost their family members, so just remember them. And Brother John, how are your two grandchildren doing?
I haven't heard from them the last couple of days, but they were doing a whole lot better, and the son's doing real good. We had a real good time with him yesterday evening, and God's really doing it. I need to remember my other daughter-in-law, Shelby, possible chance of cervical cancer. And so just remember her. Her name's Shelby Dawson, and so just remember her in prayer. But God has been answering just our prayers just right now. We, you know, the enemy really put out an onslaught, but you know, when the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord raised up a standard. And just,
amen.
Amen.
So God has lifted up that standard. We're going to continue to go on in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's remember all those requests that Brother John gave in. Let's remember Bob and Clara Hicks. They were pastors for 34 years in South Carolina, and they're still real faithful to God. So just remember them. They need healing in their bodies. Remember Kay Hurd and a little boy, fifth grader, Braden. They have leukemia. We know that God's able to lift them up and heal them. And let's pray for all the listeners and all the unsaved people and the Kevin Miller family. Let's pray that God will just move in that situation. And let's pray for Brother and Sister Herder at Miracle Valley. And let's all just go to the Lord in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father,
God,
Lord Jesus,
praise you,
Lord,
Lord,
we thank you, Lord God,
and
God,
we praise you,
Lord, and how long your name.
Lord, we just ask you,
Lord,
God,
we bring these requests before you tonight.
Father, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord,
we just got to look at you, Lord,
God,
and just move,
Lord,
Father,
speak
healing,
healing,
Lord, come into their body,
Lord, that you would just heal and make us whole.
In Jesus' name,
Father, we ask, God, that you would just touch God, and Lord, them that love them, don't know you,
Lord,
the first part,
Father,
we just know everything.
This opportunity to be able to get on the radio and to preach the gospel, and I thank God for, you know, that reminds me of, you know, that when God called me into the ministry, I didn't care a thing in the world about going into the ministry, but after all these years of being into the ministry and for preaching, I'm so glad now that God called me into the ministry, because I don't think I'm any great preacher, but I try to do as God would have us to do. And we make an effort to preach the gospel to people. And I thank God that Jesus died and that he rose again on that third and appointed morning, that that he took the beating, that we wouldn't have to, that he bore our infirmities, and by his stripes, the Bible says, we are healed. And I'm glad tonight there's a lot of people that they'll tell you they believe in healing, but it may not be God's will to heal you, but which is a contradiction of terms. But I'm
Amen,
so glad
brother.
Tonight that Jesus provided everything that we have need of in Christ Jesus tonight. Thank God for his blood that he shed, and thank God for the stripes that he bore. Thank God for the crown of thorns that he wore, and thank God for him standing there and going through and taking that awful, terrible beating that he took, that we might be made children of the Most High God. You know, we never had a bit of hope before that Jesus died. And Paul wrote in one place, he said, if we had hope in this life only, we would be above all men most miserable. And I'm so glad tonight that God has given us peace, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And not only do we have peace in this life, but we're looking for a place, a city, like Abraham did. The Bible said he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God, and that's what we're looking for tonight. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And I know tonight, I think whenever that Jesus died and he descended in the heart of the earth and he led captivity captive, the Bible said, and gave gifts unto men, he said in John, the 14th chapter, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. W-I-L-L, will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It's just a matter of time, Brother Jewwood, until God
Amen.
Just comes and gets us, and he calls our name out, and we answer Jeremiah. That reminds me of the
Amen.
Time that Isaiah, he was praying one day, and he seen the Lord in a vision, and he said, the Lord told him, said, who will go? Who shall we see, and who will go for us? And Isaiah said, Lord, here am I, send me. And brother, I'll
Amen.
Tell you what, excuse me, when you begin to get into the work of the Lord and begin to do the work of the Lord, it becomes an addiction to you, and you just got to continue on. There's nothing any more important than to be able to go and to minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, oh, I'm so glad tonight that he said that we've got to take our cross up. If we're going to be his disciple, we've got to deny ourselves and take our cross up and follow him. And, brother, one, my cross may not be the same as your cross, but we've all got a cross to carry. And I'm so glad that Jesus
Amen.
Will give us the strength, brother, that we need to carry that cross to go on and do the work of the Lord. I'm so glad tonight that God is with us. He said, Jesus did, said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I'm glad tonight that Jesus is right there with us. He said, where as many as two or three are gathered together in his name, he'd be in the midst of them. And I thank God for that. I thank God for this broadcast. And again, I thank God for this privilege of being on it. Brother, you would, I'm going to give it back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Brother Green?
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. I was thinking about something here. I just got through reading in 1 Corinthians 15:9. Paul was talking, says, I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. So Paul, being the least of them, of the sinners, at one point he has said that he was the chief of the sinners, and how God had reached down. He even persecuted the church, Paul did. And how, no matter what you've been through, I remember I met a backslidden preacher one time, and I wasn't saved myself. And he said that he could never be saved because he was a minister and he had turned his back on the Lord. And, you know, I pray that he made it because, you know, I didn't get to see him again after I got saved. But, you know, the devil is a big liar. He's going to and fro, and he's seeking who he may devour, and he's a thief, John 10:10. He come to kill and steal and destroy. And, you know, he's a big liar. And in Isaiah, somewhere there, I don't remember right now where it's at, we're going to be able one of these days to look at him and say, it was you, like a little bitty old thing, you are the one that caused me all this trouble, all this heartache, and all this, it was you. And he's just nothing. You know, Michael, the archangel, he said, the Lord rebuked thee, Satan. So we've got the power. If we've got greater than he that in us than he that is in the world, we've
Amen.
Got the power to rebuke the devil. When he comes at us with his big lies and telling us that we can't be saved, we can be saved tonight, church. Praise the
yes.
Lord. If you're out there backslid and you've lived this a long time thinking that the Lord won't take you back, I got news for you. Like Brother Yearwood said, unless you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And you know, Brother Yearwood, I don't know how y'all believe on that, but I kind of think you have to have the Holy Ghost and to have turned away and say that it wasn't real. to say that you've blasphemed the Holy Ghost. I'm not real sure on that. It's not real clear. But, you know, if you're listening to this broadcast tonight, it's not by accident. It's the Lord drawing you, so you must be able to come back, or he wouldn't have his spirit to deal with you. And all you got to do is say, please forgive me, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is Brother Green around our closed?
Yeah, I'm
right
here.
Go ahead there, Brother Green. We've got five left.
Thankful to be on here tonight, and I'm glad to have heard the ministers preach the gospel and encourage, you know, it encourages us to hear the other ministers as they preach, and, you know, it builds our faith, because faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And I tell you, you've heard the word tonight, you've heard a lot of the word, and now it's up to you. If you're out there and you're not saved, it's up to you tonight what you're going to do with it. Are you going to find you a place to pray, find you an altar, get down on your knees, call on the Lord, tell the Lord you're sorry for your sins, tell the Lord you're sorry for wasting his time and just doing your own thing, and tell the Lord, and he knows all about it tonight, but he wants you to take words and come to him, find you an altar, make you an altar, and that'll be the foot of the cross. When you kneel, you'll be kneeling at the foot of the cross. And call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved in the last days. And I'm sure you can tell by what's going on that we're basically down to the end of the line, that it's almost over. It's just about closing time for the church. And once the church leaves out of here, I don't know what's going to happen then, but I don't want to miss it. Do you? I wouldn't want to miss making it in the rapture, because you might not have another chance. We don't know for sure what's going to happen, but we can read our Bible. We know the church is leaving one of these days, and I want to be on that old ship of Zion when it pulls out of this place, praise God, because I don't want to see others go and see myself left behind. I want to encourage you not to pray. I want to encourage you to get down and call on God. Tell him you've been what you've been. Tell him you've missed the mark. Tell him you've failed to him. Just call on him, and he will receive you. The Bible said as many come to Christ, he will in no wise cast out. And today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. We're living in the day of grace. The door of mercy is open tonight. Come in to the grace of God. Come in through the name of Jesus. You've tried other things, but try Jesus. I don't believe you'll be disappointed if you'll try Jesus, if you'll give him your heart. And the Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And you can find you a place and pray, and you can gain power and strength with God, because he will strengthen you. Jesus went to prayer and prayed, and the Bible said an angel came and strengthened him. And he was in agony there in the garden and prayed, because he didn't want to go to that cross, because he knew that if he went to that cross, it was over. But praise God, there was everything in the world coming against him. The weight of the world was upon him. But he went and made his way to that cross. He prayed till he got victory over the flesh. And that's what we've got to do. If you're a young preacher and you're struggling with your ministry, I tell you tonight, you find your place to pray and you get down. You call on God, and I'll tell you, God will move for you. He's with you. He is with you. He is with you tonight. You've got to. Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know if the broadcast's over yet or not, but call on Jesus. He'll answer. Praise God.
Brother John?
Yeah.
Got about 1 minute. If you don't, come in there and tell us about your church there, and Everything.
I already did when I went off air, but I do want to say this. We were talking about the cross tonight. There was a man that was not happy with the cross that he was given, and he began to speak to the Lord, and the Lord said, "But what would you do?" He said, "I'd like to trade this cross in." So he said, "Well, see where he went." So they went into a room there, and there was all these crosses, big crosses and little crosses, and all these crosses. And he wasn't just happy with the cross he was given. And so he went throughout the room there, and in the back of the room, there was the smallest cross in the whole room. He said, that's the cross I want to carry. He said, that's the cross you just laid down.
Amen.
Tonight, George, what cross are we bearing? What cross are we lifting up? Make sure that's the cross of Christ, because the cross of Christ was a finished work. Father, we just give you glory and honor in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord. We have many blessings upon us, Lord. We just give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. God bless everybody and pray everybody called in. So we'll talk to you next week, sir.
God bless everybody.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.